Despite the state's push toward renewable energy, most Californians cannot choose renewables to power their own homes. Maybe you rent and don't own the roof over your head or can't afford solar panels. But as Molly Samuel reports for our Climate Watch project, a bill moving through the state legislature may soon provide a way for more people to jump on board the clean energy bandwagon.
Hi, are you Julia?
Hi, Julia.
Nice to meet
Julia
you.
Julia Teer lives with a couple of roommates in this Berkeley bungalow. She works for the university in marketing, and she says she's passionate about the environment.
I always try to make the most sustainable choice. I bike to work, use reusable bags.
But there's one thing that's beyond her control. Where her electricity comes from, installing solar panels isn't really an option for her.
And not just because I rent, but I move a lot. So investing in the place that I live is not something I've considered.
But that may change. Senator Lois Wolk from Davis has written a bill that would make it possible for people like Teer to buy renewable energy directly from private providers and get credit for it on their regular utility bills. 44% of California's households are rentals, but Wolk says it's not just those who would benefit from the bill.
It is not that common, believe it or not, for people to be able to put rooftop solar on their roofs for a number of reasons.
People who live in condos or whose homes are in a bad location for installing solar panels or wind turbines could use the program. So could cities, schools, or religious institutions that would like to generate their own power but can't afford it.
It's the rare customer who can put a windmill on his property.
The bill would allow customers of one of California's big three investor-owned utilities to purchase renewable power from very small independent producers. It could be as specific as a solar array installed over a parking lot, a particular biogas facility, or a wind farm.
So in a sense, they're pooling their community resources in order to create an economy of scale, if you will, off-site.
Southern California Edison and PG&E oppose the bill. Denny Boyles from PG&E says a concern for his company is how the program would affect utility customers who don't choose to participate.
In an effort to increase renewables, you could drive up the cost for everyone else.
Like, for example, the cost of building and maintaining transmission lines. But backers of the bill say those costs are built into the program and non-participants won't shoulder any extra burden. San Diego Gas and Electric not only supports the bill, but spokesman Aaron Koch says it's an idea the utility had already considered.
San Diego Gas and Electric strongly supports the concept of community solar, and we think there's a way to make this work.
Senate Bill 843 passed the Assembly Appropriations Committee yesterday and now heads to the Assembly floor. For the California Report, I'm Molly Samuel.
Learn more about how the Community Renewable Program would work at californiareport.org/climatewatch.